When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
7:02. Bix and I just got a little bit heated talking about AFL rules and rules.
Punch on.
We like, that was like full aggressive style, but we like it. Breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. We are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. It's worth having that conversation, Bick. So, look, let's bring out the elephant in the room.
Elephant in the room on SENSA Breakfast. It's a stampede, but
it feels like an elephant. Thanks to the Hotel Grand Chancellor Adelaide, perfect for game day. I think they're still cleaning up after Gather Round, trying to get rid of everyone that was here, just filling out the joint, which is awesome. We don't need to labour this point, but I asked you, Bix, AFL has to be, or Australian rules football has to be the sport which has the most rule changes out of any sport, and we were having a bit of a heated discussion about it.
I was just reiterating the point to try and preserve the game as we have it. So the third man up rule, for example, teams weren't picking a ruckman and they were just literally putting two guys up against one team that had a ruckman. So effectively what could have happened if he continues down that path is the position of ruck just disappears. So no more Max Gawn, great ruckman in our game. So they're trying, back in the day, it was very rarely did the third man go up. And so it was just always two ruckmen against each other. So that rule change was to preserve the art of ruck. That's something that is unique to our game. That's how I'm trying to explain it, that most of the rules and the rule changes have been to try and preserve the good things we like in our game.
Do you think there have been significant rule changes, though? So we were talking about other sports, and I think some of the other sports have had minor rule changes or ways the game is officiated, which, yes, tries to preserve the game, but hasn't had a major impact on the product. Because 666 is a good rule change. I'm not saying it's a bad one.
I know. But what about the three-point line in basketball? That's revolutionised the game, hasn't it?
But that's not a rule change.
Well, hang on a minute. It's like saying in footy, instead of getting 6 points for a goal, it's like having super goals. It's a huge rule change.
So when did they bring in the three-point line in basketball?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, so I'm thinking as long as I've been born, and I'm quite old now, okay, there's been a three-point line in basketball. So that's 40 years.
Okay.
How frequently did the AFL change their rules?
Yeah, well, you clearly got me on that one.
Can I also say, you're a smart guy. That's the dumbest thing you've said.
What about hockey? They get rid of the offside in hockey?
Again, over 20 years ago. So okay, there's regular rule changes.
What about netball, the two-point line?
Yep,
in netball?
So they've brought in the super shot for over the past 5 years, but nothing else has changed around that which impacts the game.
What about substitutions in netball? Have they changed the interchange?
The past 5 years they've had rolling subs. It's not a rule change.
Well, yes, it is. The ability to have players come on and off the court is, that was a rule. If you couldn't do it before and now you can, that's a rule change. All I'm saying is games innovate and they change as different things change. But you know, because people would say the goal technology and those types of things have been introduced to AFL. That's been an innovation that's gone through all of world sport. Cricket, you know, we grew up in the days of run outs, the umpires just having to watch it and make a best guess. Now there's no such thing as a run out, the umpire just gives it out. They go to the cameras all the time. So
I'd like to retract calling you dumb as well, by the way. It wasn't because the three-point line came into the NBA in 1979. So it's actually more recent than I thought. So I'd like to apologise.
What I'm saying, though, is it's revolutionised the game in terms of now. I just feel like the players are getting so good at shooting threes that they literally just dribble down and shoot a three.
Yep.
Like much more than what they used to.
That's a fair point. All right. Let's talk about another rule change, and this is the Charlie Cameron rule change where you basically, because you're a good guy, you can basically do anything on the football field now.
Well, let's have a listen to David Zita, first of all. He's going to explain what happened last night.
This is very rare, but it has been downgraded under exceptional and compelling circumstances from medium impact to low. So I'll read you through the reasons quickly. It was at the lower range of careless. Cameron knew Lever had an arm free. He is much smaller and lighter than Lever. It was a guilty plea. While medium impact, Lever suffered no injury. Character references show impressive work that Cameron does in the Indigenous community. He is a role model with an impressive AFL career, which is something for those he connects with to aspire to, in the words of Jeff Gleeson. It is his first suspendable offence, the AFL Tribunal also notes, and he concluded saying it will be a rare case when all of the circumstances combine to result in exercise of Tribunal's discretion to downgrade a sanction. This is such a case. So Charlie Cameron, downgraded from medium to low impact under exceptional and compelling circumstances, free to play against Geelong this week.
Just mind-boggling. Every time I hear it, my mind is blown.
I had to check if it was the 1st of April.
Like, this is the same Jeff Gleeson, who's the advocate at the tribunal, who upgrades certain gradings because of the potential to cause injury, and now they're saying because no injury was caused, we're happy to downgrade it. It is so far out of step with every other thing that's gone on at the tribunal. And as I said, this is a incident where a player's head was hit the ground on the same day as a 24-year-old is retiring from a concussion-related injury. Just from where I sit, the AFL has to appeal this. If they don't, you just think that every person that's never been suspended before is just going to go up and say, well, look, I'm doing some good stuff in the community. I haven't had a suspendable offence in my career. And they've set this precedent now that is impossible not to sort of afford the same sort of luxuries to others. And not to mention when it comes to finals and really important games later in the year, this is just, it like I said, it's mind-blowing. I cannot find any way to justify this. Even though I'm like, and just to be clear, I love Charlie Cameron. He's one of my favourite players. I was coaching at Adelaide when he made his debut and know him really well, but this just is so out of kilter with everything else the AFL have tried to do in the last 3 to 4 years.
This is what Jared and Robbo said.
That's so interesting.
I'm stunned by that. They've just opened up avenues for a lot of people to argue. Exceptional and compelling circumstances.
So overweighs the actual incident itself, which is...
But he works so with it, well, he works a lot with Indigenous youth, contributed him to getting off a tackle.
Yeah. So there was one. Remember that Bashahuli case from a few years ago, where the Prime Minister's words were entered in evidence, and the tribunal downgraded the charge, but then it went to appeal. The AFL couldn't live with what had happened, and had it restored. It's so interesting that that the case has landed like that.
Okay, Bix. Because the other elephant's just jumping in. Can I ask you two quick questions? I just need a yes, no.
Yep.
Should the AFL appeal this?
Yes.
Should the AFL appeal Zach Butters?
No. I didn't have a... In the end, Zach Butters got his hands on the footy. My only advice was to Zach Butters is I think it was more good luck than good management. He went so hard at that footy. If he was 6 inches one way or if Banfield put his head to a certain angle, Zach Butters would have knocked it off and then he would have had a huge case to answer. And all I'm saying is I want to see Zach Butters playing every day of the week. You know, he is such an exceptional player and I don't want him to temper his game too much, but there are times you just have to be a little bit more careful.
0427 154 166. This is a great text from Rocky. It says Charlie Cameron got off on the Dennis Denudo defensive. It's just the vibe. That's a very good text there. I wanted to throw this one at you as well as elephant in the room. The Crows on Friday Night Football are going to be facing Essendon, which is a big game for them. What happens if they don't defeat Essendon? Does the win against Carlton mean nothing?
Well, it doesn't mean nothing, but it diminishes the momentum that I feel like it built. The confidence, that feeling of we're back. If then you have a poor performance this week, it almost you're racked with that sort of self-doubt again. And so I feel like Adelaide need to ride this wave. They can get on a roll. They play Essendon at home. So this is, I see Essendon as very similar to Adelaide. They're an improving side. They're outside the eight, trying to push inside the eight. Need to, if you're at home, you need to win. Adelaide then play North Melbourne away. North Melbourne right at the moment are in a lull, so you would expect Adelaide to start red-hot favourites there. All of a sudden, you've won three games in a row. You're coming home to play a big game, a showdown on a, I think it's a Thursday night, isn't it? Which would be a huge build-up. National stage again against the team you've beaten the last three times you played. So they can almost, I would be hoping that they would be aiming to be 4-4.
Can I also say, if you get the opportunity, sorry.
Something just rolled past our window.
Basically, a professional dog walker just walked past Studio Lumo with about 15 dogs and it just rattled us. If you get the chance to get a ticket to go to the footy on Friday night, this is one of the luxuries of 2024 I don't think we've spoken about enough. Our teams have a stack of night games. The improvements that Adelaide Oval's made to the lighting, to the sound, it's awesome. If you get the chance to go, just go. Even if you're not a Crows fan, just go.
If you haven't seen the lights after a goal, they flash and they spell the word goal in the lights.
Well, Port Adelaide's does PAFC.
Well, there you go. Just one quick note on the night game situation. Whilst we love it here in the city, it is worth noting this huge amount of Thursday night and Friday night games is really difficult for country members.
Yes.
So there's about 25% of people that get along to the footy weekly, well, that's anecdotally, has been as high as that, are from the country, and that makes it really tough. Thursday nights in particular, but also Friday nights, trying to get kids out of school and to the city and accommodation and all those things. So whilst we always hype it up and we say how much we love it, we do feel for our country folk.
Brett says players can start using if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. It's quite timely with OJ Simpson.
Laugh.
No, not laughing, but anyway, 7:15, we've just done Elephant in the Room, and thank you to the Hotel Grand Chancellor Adelaide. We'll put you in the heart of it all. Book direct with confidence. Hold that thought, because yes, Josh Dunkley said something yesterday, which is in relation to a text we got, which again creates a whole new argument in this mess. We'll discuss it next on SENSA.